Yeah, yeah, round of applause. Round of applause. There you go. There you go, there you go. We are back. Another edition of the Best Kept Secret. We are back, and I do have a special guest in the building with me today. I got Huey V in the building. Round of applause to you, my brother. What's going on?
What's going on with you, my guy?
All right, man. Listen, man. You know, Brianna, I'm saying your name right, Brianna? Brianna, yeah. Brianna reached out to me, was talking about, yo, I got this artist that's actually in Miami, you know, because we in South Florida. And she was like, yo, you know, he's the truth, man. So I'm like, all right, let's see what's up, and got you in. She actually sent me the information. I saw the video now. Now, yeah, I saw the video for
numbers,
man.
We definitely doing numbers right now.
Which one was it? The P, what's it called? The PME, right.
Yeah.
Protect my energy. There you go. I saw that, man. I'm like, I ain't gonna lie, when I saw that fat ass on the bed, well, I was like, whoa. That caught my attention.
She did her part.
Right.
She did her part. Rachel Fitt, man. She came.
I know Rachel. She's been here. About Rachel. So I know Rachel, man. So when I seen that, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Rachel. But
shout out to Rachel for a fact.
Yeah. So, you know, but now the quality of the video is hot, man. Like, whoever y'all working with.
Shula the Don, man. He definitely bodied that. I ain't gonna lie to you.
For real? That's his name?
Yeah, man. He did our last two videos, you know, co-directed by, you know, B. Spence and stuff like that. We might have a little alternative video coming out real soon. You know, so we got a lot of content coming up, but you definitely got to go check out that latest video, you know, shot by Shula.
Listen, that came out nice. I'm going to tell you right now, the quality, I looked at the quality, you know, because a lot of people send us, you know, this is an independent, like, I deal with a lot of, you know, new and upcoming artists, and they'll send me stuff. Some of this stuff be average, and then some of this stuff be real good. Yours definitely on the real good side.
Fast, man. We don't have fast. We don't cut no corners.
That's good.
You know, if we got to break the budget for it, we're going to break the budget for it. You know,
oh, man.
To get
I like
the vision
that.
Right, man.
So is that because, okay, before we even get to that part, let's talk a little bit about you, your background.
Yeah.
You know, you like starting your music and you know, your influences. Like, what got you into this music thing?
Oh, man. Originally doing poetry.
Okay.
Know, I started off at 14. When I first started writing raps, you know, eventually I heard the Kendrick Lamar Rigor Mortis beat, and that's really what, like, you know, maybe pushed my pen. But the first song that, like, made me start rapping was Kanye West's Power.
I heard like that Power?
Yeah, man, I heard the song for it before I could even get the instrumental type stuff. So I'm just rapping right over the lyrics and everything.
That's a hot beat now.
Yeah, crazy. Still one of the best ones I heard so far. I ain't gonna lie to you. But it's been like, you know, about 10, 11 years going on now.
Okay.
You know, now we got a deal. So it's been about a year and a half of me being signed. But in the past, I want to say 7 months is when I, you know, been released out to the public. You know, with
nice.
No regrets.
Now, are you originally, like, where you from?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin, man.
Wisconsin. There you go. Milwaukee,
yeah, yeah, the house. Yeah. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for a fact, man.
Okay. So how's the life over there when it comes to music and compared to, like, say, the South Florida life music? What would you say?
It's interesting, you know. It depends on how you take it. You know, I definitely say if you're taking the Midwest sound and that route, you know, definitely back at home there's a big avenue for you, you know, in that sound, because that's definitely like the most dominant, you know, force coming out there. It's kind of like a mix of like Chicago drill and like Detroit bounce, but it's like Milwaukee grimy. So if you're making that sound, definitely you got an avenue. You could definitely make it happen as an independent artist. But you know, if you break that barrier, it's definitely a little bit harder to catch crowd at the crib.
Okay.
You know, so you know, you have stories like me where you gotta leave, you know, and figure it out, land in Miami and make your second home.
So so you felt like you had to come to Miami to do that? Is that why you came to Miami? Like, are you in Miami? I'm saying, like, I know. Are you in Miami now? Are you relocated?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
to Miami?
Yeah. No, I live down here.
Okay, so
I'm an official resident.
So
man.
Official. You're Floridian. All right.
Florida.
There you go.
Ooh, I can't do that.
You almost got me.
I hear you, dog.
Yeah, but I definitely love my Miami family, man, for a fact.
Okay. Have you been, because there's a lot of Miami artists out here, you know, that's doing their thing. Have you been kind of networking with some of these artists out here?
Nah, for the most part, it's been mostly in-house.
Okay.
Know, just through the family. If the family introduce them, then I chop it up with them and stuff like that. You know, I had a session with a...
Okay. Anybody else in here?
What's his name?
I'm an artist.
Oh, okay. Is it Miramont? I think I got a song. That's probably the only other Miami artist that I got a song with.
Who?
What's his name? Merrimont? Yeah, Merrimont.
Okay.
That shit fire too. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I fuck with him, man. Independent artists out here, man.
And who does the production for y'all? Like, where y'all get the production?
Man.
Everything in house?
Yeah, man. With the family. Definitely trying to put the family on first.
Oh, man. That's good. So, the in house of the production, you got the videos going. I mean, I see you working, man. That's good. So, let's do this, man. We got some songs of you, from you that we want to play. You know, we don't want to jump off the one that you're kind of setting off, but let's get one of the other ones in there real quick. Which one should we, like, jump off with? You tell me.
Yeah, let's leave with Separation Anxiety.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Now, what's up with that? Well, talk to me about that, Separation Anxiety.
Separation Anxiety is about, it's kind of like part two to, like, R.I.P. Benji. You know, it's a song about, like, survivor's guilt. You know, almost like, you know, when you make it to, or when you take a victory lap, you know, but the people that you started the mission off with, you know, they're not there for that toast, they're not there for that cheers. So it's about that emotion, you know, and choosing to celebrate it rather than letting that beat you down.
I gotta say, you sound very intelligent, brother. You ain't sounding.
Yeah, man, you gotta get your words
hold
right.
Hold on.
Talking to the boys, man, you gotta know how to talk. Man.
I gotta say, you don't sound like, you know, like somebody that just was like on the streets and they decided to rap. You really sound very, like, you sound like you had your books together too. Like, I'm saying, you sound.
Yeah, man, I'm a reader for a fact.
There you go.
Your intellect is very important, man. You can't be a dummy out here. You can't be a dummy out here.
So with that being said, go ahead and introduce the joint. Let's jump into it and we'll be right back. We are live here. If you do want to call, 305-749-6004. We are live with my brother UEV.
Yeah, it's your boy UEV. You're not about to listen to Separation Anxiety. Shout out to Warehouse. Shout out to Warehouse. She's CEO, Memphis Bleak. You know, D-Bill, what's going on, man?
All right, let's do it.
It's got separation anxiety. I can't control it entirely. I know I'm tired of being tied to it. Something's gotta change. Cause I done lost too many of my soldiers to the war outside. I'm tired of keeping counting names. Tired of keeping counting dates. My heart feel like a calendar. And I've been running out of pages. I've been running out of days. But it don't feel a little different. I can't lie about it. I've been flying autopilot. And woke up to the sirens. I called my brother yesterday and told him stay at home. Only thing keeping them in the crib is the corona, nigga. Still making plates over the stove cause it came from the kitchen. Nowadays, I feel like I don't even really know you, nigga. When I grow up with you, some days we all change. I just pray it's not too late for you. I seen your son yesterday in the news. Apple don't fall far from the tree, I hope he make it through. Bitch, I'm doing backflips out the gym. Maxed out, mattress getting stiff on me cause it's full of racks now. Get them packed out like he Pacquiao. Smoke that boy like Black and Mild. Little baby lunch, she tapping out. I make her roll another one. I can't control it entirely. I know I'm tired of being tied to it. Something's gotta change. Cause I done lost too many of my soldiers to the war outside. I'm tired of keeping counting names. Tired of keeping counting dates. My heart feel like a calendar. And I've been running out of pages. I've been running out of days. But it don't feel a little different. I can't lie about it. I've been flying autopilot. And woke up to the sirens. I called my brother yesterday and told him stay at home. Only thing keeping him in the crib is the corona, nigga. Still making plates over the stove cause it came from the kitchen. Nowadays, I feel like I don't even really know you, nigga. When I grow up with you, some days we all change. I just pray it's not too late for you. I seen your son yesterday in the news. Apple don't fall far from the tree, I hope he make it through. Bitch, I'm doing backflips out the gym. Maxed out, mattress getting stiff on me cause it's full of racks now. Get them packed out like he Pacquiao. Smoke that boy like Black and Mild. Little baby lunch, she tapping out. I make her roll another one. And put a toast up for the underdogs. Don't wanna be powerful. They seen his body after the cloud smoke. His mama keep trying to ID him, but she can't keep her eyes open. I'd rather be jumped by 12 than care by 6 that 9 on me. I seen the whole thing keep quiet on him. I get these birds off. I don't say a word about it. Swerving on the interstate, they see what they heard about me. I came back from Chirac with that legal perp on me. My bitch in the passenger, she don't know I keep the work on me. Fuck how you feel about it, ayy. My little woman feel like a runaway slave. Back in them cages, Jim Crow back and I'm counting up gravestones. MPD trying to wheel in theory, niggas. But I'm Django, and I go where they came. can't go, cause my pack in the mail like Bezos. Bitch, I'm doing backflips out the gym, maxed out. Mattress getting stiff on me, cause it's full of racks now. Get him packed out, like he Pacquiao. Smoke that boy like Black and Mild. Little baby lungs, she tapping out. I make her roll another one and put a toast up for the underdogs.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. I like that, man. You sounded good, boy. Of course, Separation Anxiety. It's UEV. I like that. I like that, my brother. Oh, yeah, round of applause. Where's my applause, man? I got to give you my applause on that one, man. Yeah, oh, man. Hold on, man. That was, yo, man. I'm saying, man, you know. I saw the video and I said, damn, this kid sound good, but yo, I'm very impressed, man. Definitely impressed with this first track that we played, man. Sounds good, man. Everything sounds tight on there. I gotta say, the team is definitely doing their shit, boy. Man, I gotta tell you.
They key with that engineering, man. The sound is super important. I ain't gonna lie to you, though. That beat right there came from a YouTube producer, Bubba Uno. Okay. His name, so I'm gonna give him his credit.
It's all good,
you know,
though.
You know, these first, I think this first, like, first EP and second EP, you know, you're gonna see me work with a few YouTube artists. So it's definitely nice to give him that nod, you know, because that's how I first got my, you know, my start in this music stuff, yeah, with the YouTube producers. So it's gonna be real nice to, you know, build a relationship with them early on. But after that, when the album hit,
oh man, I hear you, dog. Man, I hear you, in-house, dog.
It's gonna sound crazy, expensive.
Man. What makes you vibe to a track? Like, what catches your attention real quick on, like, some music?
To be honest with you,
do you, like, write first, or do you already have it, or do you gotta use the track to write?
Sometimes, like, the words to start first. Like, okay. I might get, like, the first four bars from just, like, sitting there. I might do something.
After a fat one?
Yeah, or during, I might be rolling another one up. I don't know, man. Yeah, man. Sit there, you know, just right, appreciate life, think about it, and you know, usually the bars are hit. But until the full song is written, is usually when I got the beat done. Like, you know, but the beat got to speak to me. I don't necessarily have like a set tone that I try to go for. Like, okay, you know, I don't always go for trap beats. You know, I could do some R&B shit if I want to.
Oh,
I might spit some trap shit over some R&B shit. I don't know, man. So it's usually just the notes, I guess. You know, if it's real melodic, if it sounds original, if it sounds orchestrated, you know, like I go live,
damn,
you know,
play it with a band and I do too, it, man.
You feel me? Yeah.
Listen, I'm very impressed. He's young now. He's a young boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, look like 24.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. And you using some words, man. Like, man. Trust me, I get a lot of artists that come through here. Not one ever said orchestrated and melodic. Like, they never used that.
You know,
so.
You know what that come from, low key? Probably from, like, my history. Like, when I was in school,
uh-huh,
it used to be an orchestra. And they used to play, like, the viola. Like, the closest sound to, like, what my voice is. And so, like, the little things that I learned, like, you know, playing a viola, I kind of like attribute that to like my melodies and stuff like that, and putting that together.
Nice. And when you write, are you writing like based on experience or based on something?
The experience of the people around me, just life, you know.
Just life.
Yeah, man, all my music is based off of real life.
I like that. So since you've been in Miami, South Florida, you know, how you been working the music? Like, what else have, like, the team been doing?
Groundwork. Definitely just introducing myself, you know, out to the market. You know, I'm not from here, you know, being from Milwaukee, so I had to, you know, set foot here, shake a whole bunch of hands, build a whole bunch of relationships in order to get the team that you see around me now, you know. And then from there in, you know, we was in the studio for about 8 months, I want to say, straight. Damn near before we like really went outside and touched down, especially because, you know, the pandemic. But just putting in that work,
right.
I didn't want to leave the studio, and we finally left, you know, and that's when the world got to see me a little bit.
Do you think the pandemic helped or hurt your progress?
The pandemic helped.
Okay,
I'll say that. I think with the world being closed down, you know, it definitely affects the way that certain songs hit you, you know, when you move and stuff like that, in certain places you can't. Miami's open right now, so it kind of helps me out a little bit.
Right. But Miami was stayed open. It's like, they didn't give a fuck about no pay.
But back at the crib, that shit was shut down.
Yeah,
like,
shut down. Yeah, no. That's what I'm saying.
So, like, you know, it gave me a little bit of time to, like, sit down and focus and like, you know, calibrate, like, what my plan was going to be. I wanted to figure out exactly what I wanted to do.
Right.
It took about 6 months. I linked up with Warehouse, And then I think like maybe 2-3 months after that is when I went to New York and then finally flew out to Miami and stuff like that. So if you sat down and focused, put together your plan, then yeah, the pandemic worked. Because when everybody stopped, you got to get ahead. But if you was a person who just sat there, didn't really see what was like actually happening at that moment.
There you go.
And you might have let those 2 years or that year and a half pass by, you know?
Oh, man. This brother's smart, man. I'm telling you, y'all dealing with a... Who, okay, who's like, okay, I see you got a room of people in here. Like, you know, who's here helping you? Like, is there anybody here, like other than, like, MCs? Or you got, like, managers here?
We got Ruger, man, Rebel with a Cause. I'm wearing that right now. So make sure y'all get that on the camera, man.
Okay, that's what, that's
to
what.
The movement, man. Yeah, for a fact.
Okay, so that's the brand right there?
That's the brand right there.
Okay.
That's the Outside of the Warehouse Music Group brand. That's right, the official Warehouse Music Group brand. Let them niggas know, man.
All right.
And
yeah,
we rapping heavy. Rapping heavy for a fact, man. We got another artist in here.
Okay.
Nutso James. If you don't know about Nutso James, you should know about Nutso James.
There you go.
I'm going to say you slipping if you don't know about Nutso James.
I must be slipping, dog. I see my man chilling.
Y'all
going
to learn real soon. I ain't going to tell y'all the full story. I'm going to let him tell him when he get his chance to, because he definitely going to have an opportunity to real soon. Y'all going to hear about him.
Okay.
We got a little Fiji.
Real Fiji right here. There
up and coming artist as well. All
right.
We got Sauce right here.
Sauce.
Stanley, yeah, another up and coming artist. We got Face, another up and coming artist. It's a whole bunch of artists in here. I ain't gonna lie. It's my crew right here, man. It's my coalition.
You got a whole coalition
right here, man. We real steady out here. I ain't gonna lie to you.
There you go. You got like a whole Wu-Tang up in here, man. Like,
yeah.
36 Chambers up in here, man.
It's so definitely new Wu-Tang.
There you go. It's new. 2021, right? Yo, that's hot. All right, so let's do this. Let's jump into another joint, man. All give me another joint to play. So, because that first one was hot, man. Let me see what else you working with, man. We got, you know, from
Let's play No Regrets.
Definitely. Oh, No Regrets.
Second.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and introduce this. No Regrets is my discovery track. You know, if you first found out about Huey V and been rocking with me since December, this is what you found me off of. So I appreciate you for rocking with me, man. We're going to drop this. All
right, No Regrets. Let's go. We'll be right back.
I've been at war for too long, don't trust my brothers, I don't even trust myself. And tell my mama if they riding on me, ain't no hiding from it, I'm gonna die with no regret. I know the reaper on my life, so when the Lord ain't by my side, I make sure I got my 10. Before I let it play me in my face, gonna be the day you lose your life for disrespect. I roll your body in my blood and like these ashes. Nipples and sleep cause I keep stuffing in my mattress. I got in my bag when I lost everything I had. Life, it ain't be easy, I just made that shit look average. I'm trying to do what I can before they carry in my casket. I need a bad bitch. Yo, diamonds dance, my VVS's, they do backflips. Got it out the mud and that shit turned me to a savage. Cause I made something out of nothing, I do magic. Imagine just, I feel to be that new for real. They wanna break you when they see what you built. Take my mama out of Section 8, live and bring her out to the hills. And tell her she ain't got a trip and no bills. I turn my L's into M's so I don't sleep at night. Too many bodies on my mind and I can't even hide it. I lost too many of my niggas, I can't even count the so I've been riding with my state, it won't catch you without it. I've been at war for too long, don't trust my brothers, I don't even trust myself. And tell my mama if they riding on me, ain't no hiding from it, I'm gonna die with no regret. I know the reaper on my life, so when the Lord ain't by my side, I make sure I got my 10. Before I let a nigga play me in my face, gon' be the day you lose your life for disrespect. I spin a block and hit your partner for his actions. If I don't hit you, then I'm kicking in your address. Nigga only love you for that shit that you be flashing. Help you spin a bag, but who gon' help you get it back, huh? Now who gon' have your back when you back down on your last one? I seen a crash come. They love to owe me, but they dumb me on my past, huh? I ain't been the same since Shaq and Penny off the mag. But how the fuck I'm not gon' change when I count everything in cash? Do the math. I watched my best friend get into them bricks, huh? And fuck around and lost his life behind that shit. How I'm gon' write about that shit? I don't feel right about that shit. They serving life behind that shit. I let them know. I give your girl the world and let her know she ain't alone. And daddy love you, it just hurts to let it show. But how he cope with it? He doing coke behind them bars and he a dope dealer. That's how I go. I've been in war for too long. Don't trust my brothers, I don't even trust myself. And tell my mama if they riding on me, ain't no hiding from it. I'm gon' die. I know the reaper on my life, so when the Lord ain't respect. I spin a block and hit your partner for his action.
Yeah, yeah. I like that, man. A round of applause, my brother. I'm very impressed, my man. I'm very impressed. I mean, y'all got, you know, I mean, if the team, the whole team is doing it like you, man, y'all gonna be a force to reckon with.
We're definitely putting our time into this, man.
Y'all gonna definitely be a force to reckon with, man, if, you know, everybody's doing it like that. And, you know, like I said, I wanted to say it on air, I do get a lot of artists that come through from all parts of the country, too. Not only from here, from all parts of the country. Anytime they come to town, they hit me up, and like I said, you know, very impressed with the way you handle yourself, how you talking. Have you done a lot of interviews?
No, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, since I started working with Bree, is like really my first like roundabout.
Listen, you know, you're doing an awesome job, man.
Yeah, man, so, we're getting it together for a fact.
Yes, I mean, trust me. There's the type that they'll come on the mic and then we ask them a question and they just answer with one word. Yeah, you know, like how long you been, you know, doing music? You know, since I was like a child, and that's it. That's all they said.
You know what?
Like, I'm like, that, gotta elaborate on that.
That probably comes from like, you know, watching like just interviews a lot. I ain't gonna lie to you. I used to like definitely study other artists and pick up like little things and like, you know, put them the behaviors in my portfolio and shit. And pick up off of like Jay-Z interviews and shit like that.
There you go.
So, yeah, for a fact, that's probably where I learned it from.
That's good. See, there's nothing wrong with that. That's hot. All right. So, what can we expect? You say you got a lot of music, but what else can we expect from you? Like, we got videos coming out. What we got? What else we got? What can we expect? Some shows, some live shows.
Oh yeah, yeah. We definitely got a show coming up. Actually, tomorrow, Playhouse. Okay. Playhouse.
Talk to me about that.
Boss Up Thursdays. Make sure you pull up. We got DJ Smokey and DJ Bulletproof.
Okay. Yeah,
you know, holding it down for a setting the vibe. So definitely pull up. Show out. Bring your bag, man. But blow that bag. Don't be holding that damn bag, man. Blow that bag.
If you holding it, you ain't got no money,
yeah,
man.
For a fact. But we definitely performing, man. We gonna turn up on there.
Oh, all right, so tomorrow at Playhouse then, right? Okay, that's good. That's good. What can we expect on stage? Like when you get on that stage and you grab that mic?
I don't know, man. Anything's liable. Anything's liable. But I'm gonna definitely give a good performance. Show. But anything's liable, man. It depends on what's around me. I like to use my environment.
All right, I like that. I saw Snoop Dogg put a post out talking about some dude rapping like he can't trust nobody but got 100 people on stage with him and shit, right?
That's me.
Right, yeah. That shit was funny. I was laughing. Can't trust no one, but he got 100 motherfuckers on the stage with him and shit. All right, that's funny. So, other than like some local rappers, who would you like to work with in the game? Like big names now. Ooh, who would you like to work with?
For a fact, like off the top of my head, like Drake.
Okay.
Kendrick.
Yes.
Oh, like, you know, my inspirations and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Andre 3000.
Okay. You naming some heavy hitters, boy. Go ahead.
I'm telling you, man. My pen is ready for it, you know?
I like that.
I don't want no half-ass pen and artists on my songs and stuff like that. I take it personal. But definitely for the newcomers.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you like a veteran. But, like, for, like, the newer ears, mainstream ears, definitely Lil Durk.
There you go, Lil Durk.
He just next door, so I definitely want to see that happen for a fact.
I could see it.
Hopefully for the album. I'm speaking into existence.
That's it. I could see it, man. You got the skills. I feel like you could do that. I really do. I don't see why not. I really don't see why not. So, you know, if y'all working, you know, my brother right here, make sure y'all try to reach out to some of these people, man. You never know what happens.
Oh, yeah, for a fact. We could definitely put it together.
That's hot. That's great. Okay, let's do this. Let's see what else we got. Let's throw one more on before we get to that. Which one was the last one we gonna kick off? Which one was the last one we gonna kick off? That RIP?
Yeah, let's do RIP Benji, man. We just dropped a video for this. You know, so definitely go and check that out. That's on YouTube. You know, you can see the snippets on my IG.
So this one's on you got a video for this one?
Yeah, we just released this. At midnight. This is fresh.
So this is brand new, fresh. Right out the oven,
still hot. That's the open the oven and get the burnt face.
All right, there you go. Go ahead, introduce it. Let's jump into it.
Yeah, man, RIP Benji, definitely. I think this is like the third track off the EP.
Okay.
About to hear this video just drop. Run them numbers up, man. Shout out to Warehouse again.
Let's go. Let's do it.
We see the pain that all this love get you. Pray when they finish that the Lord get them. Rest in peace, Benji. I feel empty when them slugs filled you. It ain't too many of us left. Wish I could come with you. Feel like I can't trust anybody around me when I brought them. But I heard they looking for me. I ain't running. I've been on Capitol for like 3 days. They know where to find me if they need me. Remember times we ain't had nothing pumping free base. Mama killed me if she knew what's in his briefcase. I skipped the gym, picked up the way to hit the freeway. Say the real die young, so I keep that iron on me. Hate that I grew while they been plotting on me. Y'all lies on me, they must been lying to something. I feel like pocket is my time coming. Either my death or my success, it ain't no hiding from it. I ain't no killer, but don't push me, put that fire on him. It's my rookie, I feel like I got five on him. And I took you with me, I put Benji on my five on him. We got history and they hit you, we gon' love get you. Pray when they finish that the Lord get them. Rest in peace, Benji. I feel empty when them slugs filled you. It ain't too many of us left. Wish I could come with you. Feel like I can't trust anybody around me when I brought them. But I heard they looking for me. I ain't running. I've been on Capitol for like 3 days. They know where to find me if they need me. Remember times we ain't had nothing pumping free base. Mama killed me if she knew what's in his briefcase. I skipped the gym, picked up the way to hit the freeway. Young, so I keep that iron on me. Hate that I grew while they been plotting on me. Y'all lies on me, they must been lying to something. I feel like pocket is my time coming. Either my death or my success, it ain't no hiding from it. I ain't no killer, but don't push me, put that fire on them. It's my rookie, I feel like I got five on them. And I took you with me, I put Benji on my five on them. If we got history and they hit you, we gon' slide on them. Ain't say I did it, I'm just riding with them. Head to the sky, I need forgiveness. Hurting my soul, made me feel like dying when I been living. I ask the Lord to give you back someday. In my head when I think back, replay. Killing me slow, as above, so below. We see the love that all this pain get you. Pray when they finish that we ain't with them. Rest in peace, Benji, I feel empty, but he came with you. And it ain't too many of us left, don't feel the same issue. Feel like I can't trust anybody around me when I brought them. How could I with the way I lost you, man? Your baby girl don't understand why she can't call you, man. She got your face and make it hard to explain. But I changed my number if it made it rain. That type of loyalty ain't got a name. R.I.P.P.N.G. my new, put it out the grain, no. Wait till I pull it off the lot, I want the Range Rover. That big body wild, whip it like the Django. I can't for the shit like my name on it. They say money don't fix it all, it feel the same, don't it? Feel like I can't trust anybody around me. But I heard they looking for me, I ain't running. I've been on Capitol for like 3 days.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like that, man. Once again, very impressive, man. For sure, round of applause, round of applause.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, yeah, round of applause, man, for real. For real, man. And I wanted to say, see, I think artists are sometimes their worst critic, because a lot of times, you know, the music that they may not be like, they may do like 10 tracks, and like the one track they probably don't like as much be the track that everybody else be that's the shit that's fire, nigga. Like, you need to come out with that shit. Like, it always happens like that. Like, you know, so I get it, man. But that joint was hot. Like, and I'm gonna tell you, this is what I'm talking about. When you show, especially like what y'all doing now, y'all doing these runs, y'all get with these DJs, you know, get with the local people, they getting to know you. Yeah. Like right now, I know you. So anytime I'm somewhere and I'm spinning, and like I said, I know the type of music that you putting out. You step to me, you like, yo, Hop, I got this new joint. Chances of me playing it, it's going to be greater because I know you. You know what I'm saying? I know what you work with.
With each other, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, honest, don't understand. Like, you can't just walk up to a DJ and then you be like, yo, play my joint.
Yeah,
and then,
man, you got to have a relationship with these people.
Yeah, because
unless you're talking bread or some shit.
Even if you're talking bread, you got to remember, if a DJ is doing a club and he got a vibe going, and then I don't care if you give him bread, but he don't know what you sound like, or he don't know.
Yeah,
like,
for a fact, you might play
He going to be scared to play your shit because you might... Your song might clear the whole dance floor.
Yeah.
Out the door.
Out the door.
That's a fact. That's a fact. That's
or
a fact.
It wasn't mixed properly, and it don't sound. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that's super key. That's super
that's
key.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, but when they know type of work you put out, and you build these relationships, now it ain't that hard. You ain't even got to give them bread. They going to show you love because they know you doing
it. They want to play that because they want to hear it they sow.
Exactly. They know that you're doing something good. That you're doing something hot. You ain't got to pay them. You ain't. That's why I tell motherfuckers, you don't have to pay a DJ to play your music. If your shit is hot, your shit is hot. They gonna play it.
Facts.
Right?
And if you showing love, we definitely usually pull up, man.
There you go.
We build those reports with these DJs, you know,
there
definitely
you
in Miami. You know, chop it up with us, sitting down, you know, go
I saw
lunch
Papa Keith
like
was
that.
On I saw yeah, Papa man, Keith like, was
that's,
on
that's
there.
My guy, man. Papa Keith, my
I know
guy,
Papa Keith.
Man. Shout out to him over there.
So shout out to Papa Keith, 103.5 The Beat right there. So shout out to him. But that's what I'm saying. You gotta build these relationships. Cause like I said, when people know you, I could tell you, I'm an old cat. When Pitbull and all these niggas was coming out, they were going around to all the clubs. They were meeting the DJs. And back then, they were bringing records and shit. Because that's when we didn't have that technology with computers. We had to carry records and shit. So they were bringing the records to us. They were like, yo, here you go, hop, blah, 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 blah. And that's how they built a relationship. Because we knew them. We saw them. We built that relationship. So when they give us something, we know what they giving us going to be right. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you just coming to me and I don't know you, I'm like, I got you, dog. But I'm going to put that shit to the side because
I might have to play it at the next set. I ain't got time to fuck this one up.
Yeah, you can't do it because you got to remember, we have a job to do, too. If we're in the club trying to keep the club, you know, right, we can't just be throwing anything on just because a motherfucker give you $100.
That's why you can't miss, man. That's why you can't miss, for a fact. If you listen to that EP back. 7 for 7.
Now, I'm gonna tell you right now, just by listening to the three that we played just now, man, I could see that's something you could just ride out with.
You gotta listen to the whole sequence, man. You're gonna really appreciate the music.
Nice. I like that. Let me ask you, in your travels, have you ever ran into a situation that kind of like gave you a hard lesson to learn, or like something that like someone fucked you over? Something happened that was like messed up and you're like, shit, I gotta do better or something. I learned a lesson from this. Anything.
I don't know, man. I got a song called No Regrets.
Nah,
for a fact. I've definitely had like little hits on the head and shit like that to develop me into the person that I am.
Okay.
You know, I definitely had to grow up early and stuff like that.
Okay.
Know? Life is your best teacher. You know, sometimes your worst teacher because it's the most harsh, you know, and it ain't no remorse when it comes to life. But I'm going to be honest with you. The only things that I made, like, regret, probably, like, early stages in, like, building relationships and music.
Because
I wouldn't do no features, like, with nobody.
For
like,
real? Why was that?
Bougie. I'm a bougie rapper.
So you was kind of like feeling yourself. You
I'm
was
a
like
bougie rapper. It's not even like I'm an asshole or nothing like that. Like I'm a super cool person, but just when it comes to like my art, like I don't want to put my verse on a wrong song because I know what I could do for my own shit.
Yeah,
like,
no, you right though. Yeah, I get what you're
saying. I'm blacking out. I'm like, yeah, you can't have that, my nigga. I gotta put that like on my album or something like. Yeah, so definitely. But now I'm starting to be like, all right, cool. You can have that. I give you that quick 8. I give you that quick 16 and shit like that.
There you go.
Yeah, man. You got to protect the sound when you don't miss. You got to protect the sound.
I agree with you. And I've said that on several occasions. I think that as an artist, you should protect. Like you don't want to get on a track with somebody that sounds fucked up.
Oh, man. I done had it
just
because
they want you to get on there and then you like you hot and then the motherfuckers sound like garbage.
Straight bullshit. You like, right, man, these prices got to go up now.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, I get that. You got to protect your brand, your vibe, and what you do. So, I get it.
For a fact. But I'm definitely looking to collaborate. Definitely looking to collaborate.
Okay.
But you just, I guess I got to be a fan of you. If I'm a fan of you, then I'm super like, oh, honest.
So let me ask you, would you reach out to them or would you want, like, would you reach out to an artist or that you want to work
it
with?
It depends
or?
On like,
right.
The type of personality or like the artist.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I might be a fan of your music.
Right.
But I might not be a fan of the person themselves. Like, oh, yeah, he make good music, but he seem like a shitty person.
Oh, okay.
So I ain't going to reach out to him unless he be like, yo, I fuck with you over there. So I usually wait for, like, people to leave the door open. But if it's, like, coming through warehouse or through the family, then, yeah, I'm like,
okay, so if the family does it,
yeah, because if it's extension of family, then it's family.
Got you. Great job, my brother. Great job. Let's do this, man. We about to wrap it up in a few, but... We got another one we gonna rock out. Which one we gonna rock out? Which one we gonna rock? We could play another one, man. Which one should we rock out?
Oh man, let's throw Hurt on.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Hurt is different. Hurt is different. Hurt is it's more of a vibe.
See, that's what I said. You see what I'm talking about? That's my shit right there. You see, that's what I'm saying. Everybody got different vibes, man. So let's do that. Let's jump into this real quick, and we'll come right back. We'll wrap it up, man. So go ahead, introduce this one.
Oh yeah, you're not about to listen to Hurt, man. I'm about to make a warm place in everybody girlfriend heart right now.
All
right,
let's do it. We'll be live.
I can't keep calling my n****s, trying to make sure my ceiling's straight. I don't know nothing about it, talking about real love, all a lot of words again. I know hurt people, we done seen worse, learn to let it go. I know good things die young, look how fast things got old, look how fast people outgrows. How the world gon' keep turning, hope you don't turn in yourself. Talking about self-care, but Mother Earth is on fire. Why leg on ledge again? One foot out the door, one in though. Her love don't cost a thing, but the one in the end you depend on. You made the house feel just like the end zone. Feel like a little old road alone, but hard cover, hard to read the surface. But I see everything on the clear. No opinions. Know you like to take them serious. Yeah. No mirrors. Since you don't feel like the same person. Yeah. Things got old, look how fast people outgrow us, yeah. I know good things die young, look how fast things got old, look how fast people outgrow us, yeah. Let me down once before. Fool me again, that's my fault. Take my loss, just catch me quick if I fall again. I feel played, baby. I feel betrayed, baby. You don't gotta stay if you don't wanna stay, baby. I'll make a change, baby. I heard you taking a trip to LA, baby. Who do you stay with? All they familiar faces. If this was real, like you said it was real, you would tell me what I be saying is. I should've had to say this. I should've had to be tripping on details when we both know that things is. Just being honest can go a long way, it's a marathon, that's the baton in this. I can't do baton is. You wanna see me in public and not like we don't know each other, like we want you f***ing around. I know good things die young, look how fast things got old, look how fast people outgrow us, yeah. I know good things die young, look how fast things got old, fast people outgrow us, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, there you go.
I get so lost in these things that we call feelings, and it's like, who the hell is gonna make the first move? So, okay.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
I got so the vibes for the night.
You had like a girl hurt you. That was an inspiration on that one.
I've had a couple girls hurt me, man. I done hurt a couple girls.
Oh man,
I definitely tell a lot of stories about it.
There you go.
I don't know if they be hearing my music, man. But
they're just listening. They're not hearing it.
I don't know if they be hearing it, man. I might have some ruined relationships or some rebuilt ones. Sometimes they be like, oh my god, you made a song about me. It don't matter how bad the song is. Oh my god, you made a song about me. Like,
that's how they feel.
They love
it. Oh my god, you make a
song
about
it.
Me.
They love it.
Oh my
yo.
God. Oh my god. Right, that's funny. He'd be like, nah, that was the other chick.
Yeah, that was the other one. I don't know. Sometimes you might have to give him a song. Like, you might meet a girl and be like, you know, I got a song about you. And he read that shit.
I like that. I like that. But you know what? That shows your versatility too. So that's great that you could do that. It's not always about, you know, turning up. It's about you showing that you're versatile,
yeah,
which is great. which is great.
I definitely like to talk to the conscience. I like to turn up, you know, but I got some joints about, you know, relationships and love for a fact, man.
There you go. There you go. I like that. I like that. So we about to wrap it up. I'm going to see if I could try to get that. Damn, where my computer? Let's see. It was, it's called what? What was the name of that?
Oh, this one's called Exodus.
Exodus. Let me see if it,
Exodus,
if it came
man.
Through.
We might be able to pull it up. This is the intro on the track.
Oh, man.
For a fact.
Let me see if I had it on here. Hold on.
We're going to see if we got this one, man.
So I see. No, it's not on here.
No, we ain't got it. You got PME?
Hold on. Let me see something. Hold on. Let me try.
Protect my
hold on. Let me check something. Let me check something. Hold on. Hold on.
Protect my
ear. Ah, I see it, I see it. Okay, hold on. Let me try to get it on. Let's do this. Let's just play that. Let's bring that that track back. The actually let's do the one with the video I just saw. PME. PME. Let's play that
energy.
In there.
Protect
let's try
my
to get
energy.
Let's do that. Let's get that in there and we'll come back. Try to get that Exodus in there, alright?
Yeah, definitely
let's
for a fact.
Let's go.
Her ex keep on calling her phone begging. She f*** with me, I'm a big dog. I've been moonwalking in my new Giuseppes. Really, I f*** with my Vanguards. Cut it off the wall like Vans, huh? Think he mad, he bought a bad batch. Brought it back, I put the mask on. And now he mad because he bought it back. I'm that n***a livid, don't you call it rap. This sh- different, my whip tinted. My last f- lazy, what I came in with. My last f- hated, my new crib bigger. My last got raided. Get it past in rotation. I'm finally tryna get my mind right. My vision 2020 hindsight. I just gotta get the time right. I ball on these things. Manifest y'all all my wins. Protect my energy. That's why I don't take no pictures. That's why I don't talk, I listen. Stupid, you say too much. So I know all y'all intentions. 30 shots like Pac go missing. She wanna fuck me, cause she heard I'm a thug now. I heard that the city love me. Just need my gun in the club now. Cause I know it bring jealousy. Smell that woo like a bloodhound. I don't care what you're telling me. Love let me down before. Who do I trust? Nobody. I don't hate you, but I act like I love you. I wish that we could trade places. I'm heartless. So my love got flaws to it. I ain't say I was perfect though. Hard to say I've been working on it. See me, I been hurt before. Got big prayers that the Lord won't fail. So I hope my n****s ain't telling on me. Know it all make the world feel empty. Stay down, hope the Lord don't pin me. She wanna fuck on me, cause she heard I'm a thug now. I heard that the city love me. She need my gun in the club now. Cause I know it bring jealousy. Smell that woo like a bloodhound. I don't care what you're telling me. Love let me down before.
That's right, that's right. That's the video I saw, man. I like this one too, man. Round of applause, man. Round of applause, man. I like this one. I definitely like this one too, man. Oh, man. I'm going to tell you, man. If I'm riding out, I see I could just ride out. Just press play and ride out.
Yeah,
with,
man.
With
just
joint.
Let that whole EP
I see
play.
That.
I'm going to be honest
seven.
With you from the first.
Go, come on, man. Let
yeah,
me just
man.
Seven for seven.
Okay,
seven
yeah, for real, for real. Nah,
no
great
message.
Job.
You can honestly let that one play, especially with the intro, man. I ain't going to lie to you.
We going to do that. We got that's the Exodus, right? The intro?
Yeah, Exodus is the intro.
Oh,
for a fact.
Shit. All
yeah,
right.
This is the first song that I wrote. You know, this one really set the tone for the EP after that one. You know, it all kind of fell in place.
So let's talk about Bleak. What's the story with Bleak? Like, how you met him and how you
man,
got
some crazy stuff. Like I had a homegirl who was like playing records at a kickback.
Okay.
And one of his A&Rs was there at the kickback. He heard the song. Was like, yo, who is this?
Which song you heard of yours? It was some
No Regrets.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, he heard No Regrets. He was like, oh snap, who is this? Da, da, da. She was like, oh, that's my homeboy. For a fact, I can link you in. At the time, they was in Allentown.
Okay.
I'm still in Milwaukee. They reached out to Milwaukee, hit me up on Instagram. It's like, yo, da 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 da. You know, just fuck with me. Da 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 da. So I'm like, all right, cool. He was like, I got a link to somebody who know Memphis Bleak. I can send him the record, see if it go through, see what happened. You know, I ain't gonna make no promises.
Right,
you
right.
Make me your manager, none of that. But you know, I fuck with your music and I want to see something happen for you.
Okay.
All right, cool. You know, but you know, a couple months pass.
You owed
him. December come around.
Uh-huh.
And boom, I get a message on IG. Yo, you about to get a call tomorrow? Da 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 da. I just want to make sure that you got some other records. You know,
okay.
Before Bleak call you. You know, because we want to make sure that there ain't no fluke.
Ah.
All right, cool.
So you had some other records?
Nah.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't. I'm gonna be honest with you. I told him, I got mad records.
Yeah, okay, okay, there you go, there you go.
I went to the studio that same day. That same day. And cut R.I.P. Benjamin.
Oh, okay.
From scratch. That was the first song I wrote.
Wow.
Second song after that, another song called After the Deal. Those were my first two songs. Boom. I sent them through. They hear those. Like, oh, shit, yeah, Okay, bet, we'll fuck with you, They reached back out to Bleak. Bleak calls me again and was like, yo, I bring you out to New York. I fuck with your music. You sound like a real genuine artist. But I really gotta make sure that this ain't no fluke. I need you to send me one more record. Other three is crack. I need you to send me another record to make sure that we is not tripping.
Okay.
I sent him a track called Love
Is
Overrated.
You taught me something in the game right now, but go ahead.
Yeah, man. I sent him a track called Love Is Overrated. You know, you're gonna hear that in the second EP. Super, super, super crazy. I think actually the first two should have visuals. I think that's what we're leading out with.
Okay.
So you'll see the After the Deal video, and you'll see the Love Is Overrated video come out for, like, my single.
So he was like, yo, I want to make sure before.
Yeah, man, you got to make sure.
It's not a fluke.
Yeah, you can't put that you know, that Rockefeller extension tie on somebody and shit like that, and they be like super ass.
Bleak is
legendary. You know, his word is very, you know, prestige, so you don't want to be like.
So when you sent the fourth one,
It was a bomb. Still deal. They try to get me out to New York immediately. I think I had a flight maybe like
the next day.
It might have been like a week.
Alright,
so I was like, bet I put together the ticket.
It was like, I'm gone.
Boom. Send me the ticket. All went right. out to New York. Flew back. I would have moved out to Miami maybe about 5 months. Not 5 months, maybe about 4 months earlier, but pandemic hit.
Slowed
shit down completely. So I was stuck in Milwaukee creating the rest of my EP.
Okay.
You know, so most of that was recorded back at the crib. And then went out there, flipped the beats and stuff like that, you know, and put it together, made it an actual project.
That's hot, man. And the rest is history, man. So
the rest is history.
Listen, round of applause to you. To you, definitely. Huey V, round of applause to you, my brother. I see much success for you, to you, man. I actually see much success in your future, because you sound good, brother. You doing it.
It, man.
Lyrically,
I appreciate it.
You writing, you sounded good. The content, everything the production goes with how you sound. Like, you're doing a good job.
Yeah,
we
definitely take our time with the production.
Yes.
A lot of the times, honestly, you know, I can't even give you that sauce.
Don't give the recipe.
We definitely take our time in our production.
There you go. Take your time. I think that's the key right there. I think a lot of artists like to just throw stuff out, man. But the thing is, take your time and put some shit out that's real.
Take your
good.
Time. Speak from your heart. Make that shit true.
Cause
niggas
music
can hear when you lying, man. I'm trying to tell you, niggas can hear them lies.
I got
real.
Big Drake.
For real. Speak from your heart, man. You ain't
the thing is, music is timeless.
Yeah.
So if it's good, it's going to sound good down, like, 2 years down, like 3 years down. If it's hot, it's going to sound hot regardless. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's timeless. So,
you know, I definitely, for these projects, I've been, like, going back and studying, like, you know, other artists' first projects. A lot of Bleaks, Coles, Kendricks, listening to, like, the first imprint to make people go, like, oh, shit, we should take them serious. You know, in construction, like, my album, my second EP. So it's definitely going to be one of those things that when you hear it 5 years later, when you hear it again, you'll have that same feeling.
You're going to have the same feeling. I'm glad you said that. Do you feel like some of these artists, because they rush things, like maybe their first project was hot, or because they hit a certain status now, they don't have that hunger anymore. Like, you know, they ain't hungry no more.
Honestly, a lot of niggas get lazy.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
They get lazy, man. You know, and I can see how it's possible.
Okay.
I'm not going to say, like, it's impossible. I can see how the distractions definitely happen. Coming out to Miami, it's a completely different life. You know, it's warm. I don't even deal with the wintertime. Like, I got to go back home to see snow. Like, it's like that. You know, the women are very, very, very beautiful. Sun-kissed women. Like,
I
love it out here. You know?
Yes.
It's a lot of parties. It's a lot of events. You know, a lot of celebrities come out here, so there's a lot of shaking bacon, shaking hands, and stuff like that. You know, so you can definitely get caught in the wave. But, you know, if you're grounded, focused, and stuff like that, you know, you stay in the studio, keep that craft going. You stop working so much and going out, you're going to lose that.
You're going to lose pen. That edge. You're going to lose that pen. Man, there you go, man.
Gift will get taken from you if you don't take advantage of it.
Oh, man. Round of applause to my brother right here for sure,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate it.
Man, Huey V. Definitely, man. I got to definitely spread the word about you, man. You are doing it, man. And I'm going to keep playing your music here. Keep showing you love.
I appreciate it, man. We're going to keep making these hits, man.
Listen.
We're going to give y'all a reason to keep running these records.
This is hot. Any last words? Any last words you want to say before we get out of here?
I appreciate my supporters, first and all.
Okay.
Secondly, shout out to Warehouse. Y'all bless the boy. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie to you. Shout out to my team. Definitely shout out to Ben Hop. Man,
thank you
for having me over here.
Yes.
And shout out to Milwaukee.
Hold me down, man. Big
I know I'm in Miami. But sweet. I know y'all seen the Milwaukee Bucks clean up to Miami, man.
I gotta tell y'all about that boy Giannis.
Yeah, but I love Miami. I was rooting for y'all last year when y'all cleaned this up. But now it's our time.
Not this year.
Yeah. You know, it's all good. Round of applause. First of all, let them know your social media. And of course, everybody else go around the table. Let them know your social media too, man.
Who is Huey V? You can find me absolutely everywhere at Who is Huey V. Spotify, Huey V, my artist name. But Instagram, Twitter, Who is Huey V? Definitely you can find me there.
There you go.
Hell yeah. Jay Sauce, you can find me on Instagram, Sauce_
got the juice.
Me on Apple, find me on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my Nav shit, man. I don't drop a lot of shit, man. I keep my soul to myself for now.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? You can follow me on Instagram at lil.fiji, FIIJII.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I'm on, really. You can find me on iTunes. You can find me
upcoming artists right now. I got the ball rolling.
Yeah, go ahead. Say something, my brother.
You can look me up on DBM Stanley on the ground.
That boy Stan. You know,
Dream Big Warehouse Music.
Okay, there you go, man. Yes, sir. Okay, anybody else want to say, you know, how they follow?
No, so.
Come say something, my brother.
Yeah, go ahead.
Real Nutso James 6, North Miami East Side.
There you go, Miami baby.
Get real familiar with their faces, man. Y'all gonna see them real soon.
That's how you gotta do it, man. Keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. Like I said, you know. And you know what? It was funny because I had a young lady from California here yesterday, and she's hot too. She's hot too, and I'm like saying, I told her, she's just one door away from like making it big. I feel the same thing with you, man. You're just one door away from like changing your whole life. So yo, just keep doing what you do, my brother.
Yeah, man, we working consistently, man. It's a grind, you know. I definitely appreciate the process.
No,
you definitely got to learn to appreciate the process. It's beautiful.
You're doing it. You got your head on tight. Keep doing what you do, man. You just one door ahead, just one door away from doing what you got to do. So with that being said, we're gonna close the show out with song Exodus.
Exodus, definitely my intro track. Make sure you go check out As Above, my first EP, my debut EP, just dropped now. We're gonna go ahead and drop this intro for you real quick.
Let's go. Peace. We out. Let's do it.
Personal fun. I
it fade black. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Young, unseen, unconsidered. Hard cold, feel like a tundra in him. But he hold it down, it's like a dungeon in him. I took the winter off and came back in the summer. Cause when you ain't here, they act like they love you. But f- I done pray for this shit. You know how much I had to take for this shit. I been on my last, looked down on my lap. Somebody gotta pay for this shit. Yeah, 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 yeah. Swear time's been hard. Lord knows I can't, yeah. We stress, he blessed for the things that I can't, yeah. Lay down my words, hold on what I can. I came to you cause I ain't perfect. This shit I did while on this earth. All the people like hurt. Now you feel my pain. I ain't show my fears. My blood chalk stains. Die rich, die numb. Novocaine my veins.
Yo, this is Intellect down in Miami. Tune in to Excitement Radio for the best in hip-hop and R&B.